We're now going to begin our discussion about the tefillah Ma Tovu. Ma Tovu consists of five psukim in our siddur. The first pasuk is from Tanakh, and the next four are from the Torah, from Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and from Parshas Balak. And the next four psukim are from Sefer Tehillim. The first time that we find this custom of reciting Ma Tovu is in the siddur of Rav Amram Gaon. Rav Amram Gaon lived in the 9th century, and he was a Gaon of the Yeshiva and Sura, and he writes in his siddur that a list of brachot u'bakashot, the list of blessings and requests, that he says, ha'nichnas lebeis ha'knesset, someone enters the shul, Omer, ma tovu olecha Yaakov mishkan osecha Yisrael, that first pasuk, v'ani barov chastecha vo beisecha, ishtachavel el heicha kotchecha b'yir osecha. In Rashi's Siddur, he also lists a whole host of psukim that we say when we enter the shul. But the first pasuk is a little bit controversial. In fact, the Maharshal, Rav Shlomo Luria, lived in the 16th century, writes that umedaleg, HaPasuk HaRishon Ma Tovu Olecha. He says that I skip. He says that I begin with the Pasuk of Vani Barov Chastecha, and I skip the Pasuk of Ma Tovu Olecha Shamro Bilam, because Bilam said this Pasuk of Ma Tovu Olecha Yaakov. Vavhu Amro L'Klala. And he said it as the goal was a curse. So the Marshal did not say the Pasuk of Ma Tovu Olecha Yaakov. It was authored by Bilam, and that was a curse. Others disagree. The Maharil, for example, writes that Milo Amar Matovu v'kam psukim. Who doesn't say the prayer of Matovu and other psukim? He did say it. What's the basis for saying Matovu despite the fact, notwithstanding the fact that Bilam is the one who recited and he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis states that all of the curses of Bilam that Hashem transformed into a blessing all reverted back to a curse, with the exception of the bracha of Matovu Oholecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. He says, Chutz Chazru, Kulam Chazru Liklala, Chutz Mibate Knesim Bate Midrashos. The blessing of Matovu, where Bilam blessed the shuls and the Bate Midrash, the Kadosh Baruch Hu transformed it into a bracha, this remained. This line of Matovu Oholecha Yaakov is the one statement of Bilam that began as a curse, but ultimately became a total blessing, and this bracha infuses our synagogues and Bate Midrash with Kedusha, with holiness, into our moment, even today. So every day that we walk into the shul, we assert the fact that we're walking now into a Makom Kadosh, to a place of holiness, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu caused Bilam HaRasha to infuse with Kedusha through his bracha.